Every January, many of us resolve to stop procrastinating. We make lists, we buy journals, we download new apps, and yet we still put off things that we could have done right away. Last year, NPR's Life Kit dug into the roots of procrastination. Here's TK Dutis with some tips to kick the habit.
One of the most surprising things I've learned about procrastination is that it's more than just putting things off. Here's how licensed therapist and recovering procrastinator Anastasia Lachlan defines it.
Procrastination is typically a dysfunctional way of coping with unwanted emotions and feelings of anxiety, depressive feelings, self-doubt, or even fear.
Yikes. Things just got really real. And guess what type of person often has really big issues with procrastination? The perfectionist.
The thought is, okay, if I can't do it perfect right now, I won't do it. I'll just wait until I'm in a setting or a situation where I can be completely perfect at it. And it's unrealistic and irrational because we typically are going to have some sort of reason why things can't be perfect.
And that inner critic is the voice inside your head. That voice has been attacking your self-worth over time and might be preventing you from getting things done. It could be something you absorb from caregivers, coaches, teachers, other people of influence, and eventually, you started to think of it as your own voice.
But that voice is not your own. So I think the first step is, you know, doing that inner work and identifying, okay, what is my negative self-talk telling me?
Sometimes it's not only the inner critic, it's culture. Black women, myself included, tend to procrastinate self-care activities like vacations and doctor's appointments because we feel like we have to work twice as hard to be recognized at work. And we're often socialized to take care of everyone around us to our detriment.
Another concept that comes up is imposter syndrome. It's the idea that we hold internally that we're only successful due to luck and not because of our own talent and our own merit. And so imposter syndrome can be a barrier to us believing that we deserve permission to take a break, to rest, and to care for ourselves.
And if you're procrastinating wellness and rest, plan ahead and delegate. Block out vacations in advance and put systems in place so you can work towards your time away and feel secure that all your goals are met. Once you get your groove back, you'll be ready to employ some practical tips to help keep procrastination at bay. First, identify small goals. Work on something for a short amount of time, say 10 minutes. Second, if you need more structure, Lachlan recommends trying the Ivy Lee method.
At the end of the day, you write down six of the most important things you need to accomplish tomorrow, and it's just six.
List them out in order of true importance. Tackle those things and only those things the next day, whenever you have the most energy. If you're still struggling, consider meeting with a therapist that specializes in cognitive behavioral therapy, short-term, goal-oriented problem therapy treatment. But procrastination isn't bad if it's planned and strategic.
One thing my grandmother used to always tell me is there's seasons sometimes in life, right? And so we all go through seasons. We all go through ebb and flow. And it's okay to put things aside and revisit them when you're in a better place or you have more time to get things done in an effective manner.
That was Life Kit's TK Dutis last year with advice on combating procrastination. For more helpful tips, you can check out full episodes of the show at npr.org/lifekit.